I'm joined in studio by Pamela Swain. Operation Transformation is all over. Pamela, what do you think?
I'm relieved to have the cameras gone and stuff. But my journey is in no way over, you know. The television part of it is over, but I've an awful lot of weight to lose still. So the next year or so, whatever, is going to be tough losing that weight, but I have the best tools possible now. You know, I had the best start, kickstart that I needed. I'd definitely do it again. I've no regrets of doing it, but I am happy the camera's gone.
Okay. Now, looking at it from the outside, we've spoken, you and I have spoken as this has been going on. But I've been looking at you on telly and you're all over the place. Your emotions are all over the place.
All over the place. Oh my God, it is an emotional roller coaster. I think that anybody watching the show has learned this year that it is actually okay not to be okay. Do you know? Like, somebody who's carrying weight, there is obviously other issues, like bar the weight. There's a reason that they have the weight on them. All different factors going on with everybody. But I am an emotional person anyway. And I think I'm way stronger now than when I started out. Do you know, as a person, I think I'm way stronger. I actually feel like I could take on the world, you know, that kind of a way.
Well, you have taken on the world, yeah. because you've let yourself be put out there.
Yeah.
You've shown yourself.
Yeah.
In all your glory.
Oh, in all my glory, yeah.
And, you know, everybody have seen sides of you that they wouldn't normally see, because when we meet in the garage, and when you're the person that's in the garage and you're doing your job, you are Pamela.
Yeah.
You know, in the job.
Yeah.
But when you were on screen, you were Pamela at home. You were Pamela.
Oh, yeah.
You were all the different Pamelas, and they all came together.
Yeah.
And everybody saw all the different Pamelas that were there.
Yeah, that's true. I hope they liked what they see.
Well, we are, as we said from the start, we were all rooting for you. And
Oh, my God.
The follow-up that you got from y'all was great.
Unbelievable. The support in y'all is crazy. It really is. And, like, there's not a bad word can be said about y'all. The support I'm after getting from every single business and stuff in y'all as well is crazy. Kerry's Closet, like, that was actually one of my highlights, we'll say, of my whole journey.
Right.
Going into her, having such a great laugh, because shopping would have been a chore before. Whereas, like, I would have always just grabbed leggings and stuff and pennies. Leggings and pyjamas would have been, like, a great haul. If I went to Pennies, like, in Cork, I've got new leggings and pyjamas, I was as happy as a pig.
Happy days.
You know, but, like, going into Kerry, it was just amazing. Like, she had three outfits there for me, you know, that she thought might suit me. And the first one was just the one. It was a lovely experience. I can't wait to go down there again, do you know, because I have loads of events coming up for the next year as well. Like, as you said, Operation Transformation is over, but that's only on the TV. I have loads of other events coming up. Like, I'm going to Killarney this weekend to open up a walk. I'm going up to Paul up in Sligo the Paddy's weekend. We're doing a run in Tubbercurry on the Sunday. I'm going up to Limerick as well, then up to Jean in May. I'm going to be doing a cycle, hopefully, with Cahill. Siobhan, I'm just going up to go on the lash with her. I'm only joking. We are obviously going to do something. And, like, the leaders are all going to come down here to y'all, to me. We're hoping to stay around y'all, like, you know, and do something as well. So I'm going to do the Emer Casey 5K. I'm going to do the Killa 4 Mile. I've an awful lot, Joe.
Things that you would never have even attempted, thought of.
Not a never, dreamed never on the scale. Of. Oh my God. Like, one little insight I'll give you of what was said at the weekend. Like, you know, it'll be shown obviously tonight, like, you know, on the show. Carl Henry said, "I am a runner now." And, like, that was just amazing. You know, to hear him saying that, like, you know, "You're a runner now." I am a runner. I always wanted to be a runner, and I ran that 5K at the weekend in Phoenix Park, like, you know, and it was just an amazing, surreal feeling. Absolutely unbelievable. I wanted to do it in 36 minutes and I actually ended up doing it in 34. What a feeling. I swear to God, never had a feeling.
Tell me about the bond that you have now with all the rest of the leaders.
Oh, with the leaders.
I mean, when you met those people first, you obviously didn't know what to expect.
I didn't know what to expect, but it really is funny.
Okay.
That the first day we all met in Santry, yeah?
Yeah.
There was 20 of us there, right? 20 strangers who never met each other, never laid eyes on each other. The production team and stuff like that as well, like, I would have laid eyes on one or two of them or whatever when they were doing the home interviews and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, you were trying in with a group of strangers, right? When I was walking out of the hotel that morning, Cahill was walking out in front of me, right? We got to Santry, spotted him, kind of made a bit of eye contact or whatever. grand. When we were on our lunch, I ended up sitting at the same table as Siobhan, right? I had a little bit of a chat with her, grand. Then I went out for a fag, which I would not be doing now because I'm a non-smoker, obviously. But I went out for a fag and there was a few of them out there getting a bit of fresh air, like whatever. And I ended up talking to Paul. That's who I was talking to. My lunch break, we'll say. Throughout the day, there wasn't one person up there that didn't fall in love with Jean. Like the 20 of us, everyone like knew in our heart of hearts that Jean was going to be a leader. Do you know? Definitely, because she was just such a lovely, lovely girl. And it was just funny when we actually got picked as leaders, the day before I had rang Paul's hotel because he was the only one of the top 20 that wasn't in the WhatsApp group. So I rang his hotel to get his number and to get him on that group, like we'll say, whatever. So I had a good chat with him and our stories are very similar, as in his dad would have died when he was young and my dad would have died when I was young as well or whatever. So I had an instant connection with him, like, you know, we were just faking best buds, you know, from the start. But in Phoenix Park on Saturday, there was a bit of competition between the two of us, like, you know, because we knew Siobhan was at, like, after hurting her back and stuff and her leg was at her. So we knew that, like, she just wanted to complete the 5K, you know. There was no, like, she didn't have a time in her head or anything. Completing it was going to be her goal. Jean is obviously pregnant, so that was her out of the question. Kyle was going to walk it, which was a huge achievement for him to do a 5K. So myself and Paul, like, we were the two who wanted to cross the line first, you know, for the two besties to be in competition with each other, you know. And for him to get in 2 minutes before me, like, he's after roiling me, so I can't wait to go to Tuppercurry. I said to my sister Tracy, you actually better train me to beat him, like, you know, Paddy's Day. So
you mentioned your sister just now, but you mentioned your sister during the series as well.
I did, yeah.
And I know Therese, isn't it?
Yeah, Therese, like, yeah.
You can't say enough about her.
Like, oh,
she
I can't.
She must feel so immensely proud of you as well. But this sisterly thing really came out.
Oh, yeah, and, it's amazing.
And obviously the family. You always mention your mother to me, Mary.
Yeah.
Like, it's... That's
it. It goes without saying, yeah.
But your family must be, apart from being extremely proud of you, they must be extremely close to you as well.
Oh, definitely. Jeannie, we're tight-knit. We are. Yeah, if anything, it brought us closer and closer together, like, you know, and like my nieces and nephews, everyone was up at the weekend. We were all up in Dublin for the weekend. We were all up for the 5K. Oh my God, the buzz was just electric. And it was great the way it worked out as well for Sunday, because I got to have all my family there, apart my sister Alison, because she just had a hip operation. You know, she got a new hip last Monday. So her family were actually down in Cork with her, like, by her daughter Sophie. She was up with us, all right. But other than that, like, all my family, like, and my sister Fal couldn't come up either, like, but other than that, all my family were up there for my reveal on Sunday. And it was great. They actually had them all dotted around the audience. You know, my best friend Jessica was there as well, and her husband. So when you were walking the catwalk, which was nerve-wracking, to say the least, I swear to God, it was just nuts. It was great to see all the familiar faces, you know, in the crowd. And, like, the 15 who didn't make the leaders, they were in the crowd as well, so we got to see them. And obviously, like, I know Paul's family now, and I know Siobhan's family, and I know Cahill's wife, and Georgine's family and stuff like that, whatever. So it was all familiar faces in the crowd there, walking on the catwalk, you know, on Sunday. It was great.
But you were actually going to have friends for life now, weren't you?
For life. Oh my God almighty. Like, it's just unbelievable, like, how five strangers can gel together. You know, like, obviously we're all going through the journey together.
But you had a common goal, Pam, you know.
Yes,
you
it,
had,
yeah.
Yeah, you had this
definitely
goal that you had to achieve.
And as I said to them, like, nobody else, like, and I know there's been 12 years of leaders, right? Don't get me wrong. So that's like 60 other people, right, that were involved. But, like, nobody will understand the journey we took together. You know, the five of us that we took together. Because only we were in it, if you know what I mean. Like, obviously our families were involved and stuff like that. But, like, us as a five, obviously we spoke off camera together, and we have our own WhatsApp group that's going nuts. It's still going nuts. And that will continue, you know. And, like, we've made a pact. We're going to meet up. We're going to do stuff around our own area, especially. So get us all together. Get the five of us together in different spots. And, like, I can't see a place that's not going to want five Operation Transformation leaders together.
I'm trying to make a story out of this for you, and you're telling it very well. But you tell me, when you were going to Dublin on a Saturday, you just have to go up for the weekend and stuff. How did that feel inside that you left your family to go up and take part in this, and you were missing your family and your kids?
That was
for
actually
a
the
days.
Hardest part for me.
Yes, I imagine.
Yeah, having a camera inside the house was number one the hardest part, right? Because nobody will understand how much that camera person's actually with you. They are with you. Not 24/7. They let you sleep for about 7 or 8 hours. But you have the camera person with you all the time. Like Mark out and Amber, like my boss, he says to me, like, what happens when you're going to the toilet? that's kind of the only time during the day you don't have them with you, is okay. When you're on the toilet.
Okay.
But that was my number one big qualm, like, you know. And the second one was I was away every single weekend for the last 8 weekends. And amazingly enough, like, the last one was the best one, obviously, because all my family were up with me. It felt so good going to Dublin this weekend on Friday.
Yeah, because I remember one Saturday I actually rang you in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I thought you were going to be very busy, and you said to me, Karen, I'm on the train.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and you were just
that
on
was
the
it.
Train,
I was
on your
train.
Own.
That
and you were actually glad I rang you.
Yeah, because
you know, because you didn't probably have anyone to talk to.
Yeah, and do you know why? Because that was the day of my nationwide walk here.
Sure.
You know? And everybody was buzzing here in town, like, you know. Yeah. And I was
You had to leave all that.
I had to leave all that hype to go up and be in Dublin on my own, like, you know. And, like, obviously, all the other leaders were there on their own as well, like, you know. But, I'm after, like, achieving so much in this time. I'm after driving to Dublin on my own. I'm after staying in Dublin on my own. I'm after being on a train on my own. I'm after getting lost so many times, you have no idea, right? Everyone in Dublin just knows how lost I get all the time. There's a story about feet. I'll tell you that another time off air. I'm after growing my nails. I'm a non-smoker. I'm after climbing mountains. I'm after taking up running. Do you know, there's so much good going on in my life at the moment now, like, you know. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. Do you know? I'm only after getting the ball rolling.
If you remember the first conversation we had, or the first interview, I said to you, you know, you're going to have, you know, the eyes of everybody, right? And you're going to have to make an effort at this. And you did.
Oh, by God, I did.
You know,
I gave it 1,000,000%. And do you know what I'd hope people would see as well? Like, you know, because it is so important, right? Like, the lesson that I learned off of this is, it's not all about the scales. Do you know? It's not. And I am all for, like, you know, Slim World and Weight Watchers and all this and whatever, and anything that's going to help you, like, you know, battle the bulge. I am for all these things. But my one plan would be the scales, because on two occasions now in Operation Transformation, the scales never moved for me. Saying that, last weekend, the scales never moved for me, right? I bought the pants. I got gifted, the pants from Kerry's Closet on the Thursday, right? I had the dinner with Catherine on the Saturday. I put on that very same pants that wasn't washed, that wasn't tumble dried, that wasn't nothing, right? It was falling off me on the Saturday. I got on the scales on Sunday morning in Dublin and the scales didn't move. But my body shape had shifted. Sure. But the scales
but
hadn't
shifted. But just your body, your BMI, your body mass index.
It's everything.
But apart from everything. That, your blood pressure is better.
Oh, my cholesterol went from 7.4 to 5.9.
Yeah, and these are things that you don't see.
Exactly. Like, I'll get all them figures now as well, like, Joe, they'll be sent out to me and whatever, like, Joe, that you can see each week what actually changed.
And you can see all the benefits.
Benefits of it. But, like, I lost 22 inches around my body.
Okay.
I lost, I just nearly said what I lost. You'll see that tonight.
Okay.
I lost.
Speaking about tonight, we're talking about the screening.
Oh, the screening, yeah.
Has the cinema been very good to you as well?
The cinema is actually out there on its own.
Yeah.
Do you know that? The cinema's out there on its own. I actually love that cinema so much, you know, since the day it opened its doors, right?
So can I get this right now? Is the screening going to be shown at the same time as Operation
it's
Transformation
going live.
Is
yeah.
on television?
Yeah, it's going live. Yeah.
So
it's going live.
The
Operation
the programme Operation Transformation will be on in the cinema.
On
at the
screen
same,
one.
On screen
in
one.
In the cinema.
Tonight. At 25
like,
to 10.
The doors are opening at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's actually sold out though. It actually sold out.
We had people ringing in here last week and we were pretending it was sold out anyway.
Oh, God. It was just
And
nuts.
I'd say if you could put 4 times, 5 times,
well,
6 times.
Yeah, that's what I said. As I said to Scott, I said, my God, if I had, you know, another, opened, like 139 seats is what it actually holds.
Right.
If I had 139 again, like, they would have been gone as well.
And or 10 times over, maybe. because of the levels of interest.
It's just amazing, and I'm giving it to the All Cancer Support House.
Great.
Because my dad would have been 20 years dead this year from cancer, like, you know, February. So I thought, look, it was a no-brainer, wasn't it? It's across the road from the cinema. It's close to my heart. I don't think that there's anybody in y'all that hasn't been touched by cancer either. So, and I know, like, some of my friends who had cancer, like, are getting counselling and stuff there as well. So every little helps. And, like, it was just amazing. Do you know, like, I couldn't believe they were all gone so fast. I swear to God, it was mad. And I just can't wait for tonight. I just can't wait.
Tonight is the final chapter in one sense. But it's not the final chapter. You're only halfway through the book.
Exactly. I'm only at the start. And the way I love food, I'm thinking about it like food. I only just had the starter, right? Yeah, yeah. The main course is yet to come. And the dessert is going to be the bikini and the belly button piercing.
Okay.
Do you know? Okay. For me, that's what it's going to be.
Pamela, as ever, it was a pleasure. You're a credit to the town.
Thanks.
And a credit to yourself and a credit to your family and a credit to everybody. And can I just personally thank you for coming to me as often as you have and giving me the time that you have.
Kieran, it was a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer. If there was anyone I was going to be coming into, it was you. Do you know, meeting you every Friday out and work, having the chats with the however many years, do you know, it was a no-brainer. It was going to be you.
Okay, all right. Pam, best of luck going on.
Thanks
going
a
forward.
Million.
I'm, this is not your last interview. We will do more.
Definitely not. When I get the belly button pierced, I'll be in for that anyway.
Okay. All right, Pam. Thanks very much.
Thanks a million, bud.